Democrats mourn the end of Pelosi's reign. America owes her a debt of gratitude. By Hannah Blow on November 17, 2022. Democrats mourn the end of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA position as a leader following the 82-year-old politician announcing that she will not seek re-election as Democrat House leader, prompting President Biden to state that America owes her a debt of gratitude. "This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution, and with great confidence in our caucus. I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress," Pelosi stated on the House floor Thursday. "The hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I greatly respect," the career politician added. Her announcement came on the heels of Republicans officially securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives following Trump-backed Kevin Kiley, RCA, bringing them to the needed 218 threshold. All eyes now look to Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, who could replace Pelosi as the leader of House Democrats, with the former leader's guidance. "Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the GOAT," he wrote, thanking her. "That was hardly the only kind word offered to the far-left 82-year-old politician." Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, perhaps most well-known for his allegedly intimate relationship with a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, posted a picture of his daughter, writing, "Little girls like my daughter Cricket will have countless more opportunities in life because of it, Speaker Pelosi." For 35 years, it Speaker Pelosi has served as a dedicated public servant, master legislator, and historic Speaker of the House, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, said, claiming that Pelosi wasn't in this for herself or for the power. "She was in it to make America a better place, especially for our children," he asserted, a take earning him mockery on social media. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Al Gore deemed Pelosi the greatest, most effective Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives in America history, and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg echoed those sentiments. President Biden associated Pelosi with the word dignity, predicting that history will note her as the most consequential Speaker of the House of Representatives in history. He concluded that America owes her a debt of gratitude. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan also congratulated Pelosi on the end of her reign, as Moore chimed in. Following the news and fawning that came after the announcement, conservative host and author Mark Levin noted that the rewriting of Pelosi's true legacy has already begun. "She was no uniter. She never demonstrated respect for our system. She always had a nasty comment. So, the rewriting of her true legacy begins already," he added. "A sham." In perhaps one of her most viral moves in recent years, the so-called uniter ripped up then-President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech in 2020, deeming the action the courteous thing to do, considering the alternatives. Watch.